causing human evolution. A manifesto of sorts. As I got further and further writing this article, I realized that what I am writing is some sort of manifesto. What we are doing here, what we aim to accomplish. All the illustrations of manifestos I didn't examine. They can be good, bad, or neutral. They are just illustrations. Don't get your panties in a bunch. Okay, here is the article. Whatever is preventing you from following instructions is your racket. Your soul correction, in effect, is a racket. The other day I talked to two women. Both forceful. Not by choice. Not because they want to be. They have to. Because their soul correction is forceful. Every soul correction is forceful in some way. The soul correction wants to prove the vehicle, person, right. Wants to prove the vehicle all-knowing. A superman or a superwoman. Or alternatively, the soul correction wants to prove that the vehicle can, cannot possibly do what anyone asks of him, to live a life worthy of a human. Yet another soul corrections the other needs to be proven wrong for the vehicle to be right. Always right, always superior. In this work, the work that Kabbalah tried to do and in the work that Werner Erhard tried to do. Werner who, maybe, also found some of the roots of what he teaches in L. Ron Hubbard's work, in Nietzsche's work, in Heidegger's work, in Eastern, Indian, philosophy. So it is a mutt. What pulls it together is my connection to Source. Through muscle testing and nonverbal guidance. The technology I learned in Landmark Education is not complicated. It is powerful, but unfortunately it needs mental, intellectual capacities most people are not taught to use. One major missing ability is to take oneself, one's point of view, to outside of the personality and its self-interest. The self-interest to be prove itself right. And take that point of view outside where one can see what others can see. Where one can see what the interactions look like. What you look like to others. And also where that way of being takes you and your life. All the politicians the Borowitz report makes fun of, the only common denominator is that they can only see the world through their own eyes. And seen from the outside they are both ridiculous and despicable. But so are you. So we all are. When we are run by the evil inclination of the soul, we are both ridiculous and despicable. In this work we look at the exact same thing from many different angles. We call these angles distinctions. A distinction limits what we see, but at the same time it allows us to see things that are totally hidden, i.e. invisible from other angles. Brilliant methodology. Nearly anything the soul correction does is in the invisible. Invisible when you look from behind your eyeballs. Most people, millions, never realize that we are looking at the same thing. But unless you do, you never connect the dots. Connecting the dots needs you to see the sameness in many seemingly pictures that don't seem similar. The sameness in every angle, is the soul correction. It is the soul's desire to receive for the self alone. I know I am bursting some bubbles about the soul being the all-good part of us. Not true. The racket, the identity, the itch, the pebble in your shoes, the narrow cone of vision, the perpetration slash withhold. The refusing to grow, refusing to create working knowledge from bits of information, the not listening, no not achieving, the resistance, the unwillingness to look from the side. The unwillingness to be in the present, in reality. Therefore the common denominator, what they all share, the dot that is in every one of those phenomena is the soul correction and its desire to receive for the self alone. The evil inclination. So given that this is the core issue, what is a method that everyone could use to tame their soul correction at will? Taming doesn't remove the evil inclination, it creates restriction instead. Not rules. So rule-making forceful soul corrections won't like it. The first step is to map out, fully distinguish what the soul correction is doing. In the reality challenge we start with hearing and documenting all of the should and shouldn't statement we can detect. These are forceful. And they are the visible slash audible part of the soul correction. What the soul correction wants benefits but for free. Without earning any of it. It wants what belongs to another. And it wants another suffer so it can feel powerful and special. It wants to be special, get results, without changing anything. It wants reality to be different without self-knowledge, and without work and yet to get what it wants. It wants a reality where simply pretending is enough. Where lying to get you what you want is okay. It wants a reality where self-sparing, stinginess is actually a good move. None of those moves are in harmony with life, none of those moves makes the vehicle, the person happy, fulfilled, healthy, and rich. But the soul with its evil inclination can be heard giggling. If you have ears to hear. Often you can actually hear the giggling with your ears. I fooled you. Glee? So far none of the participants has seen that. Because it is only visible from the sideways view. Where you look without taking the soul with you. The challenge is still open, if you are willing to do the work. Get into the reality challenge. It gives you access to me and my feedback and guidance through email. P.S. The most interesting and disturbing aspect of the soul is that it is schizophrenic. It wants the evil inclination, and it wants to be magnificent. Restricting the evil inclination aspect will allow this striving for magnificence to have more room to express itself. In this work we have stages, distinguishing and restricting. Until you sufficiently distinguish and effectively restrict, all the technologies for good will fail. Miserably. And that is the most significant way this work is different from any other methodology I have ever heard about. Scientology is a system, where they seemingly restrict, but in fact they suppress. Not really restrict. They don't distinguish, suppress everything. So the good part of the soul cannot shine. Therefore, together with the bad, it cannot be expressed. When you suppress, you can't selectively suppress. So they make the participants suppress all inclinations. Therefore the result clearly visible on Scientologists, robotic existence. No joy. No self to express. And, of course, no fulfillment. No individuality. No aliveness.